2nd of December, 1933. I went to George's late this afternoon, as he was on late turn, and I was afraid I should be there before he was. He was waiting for me, however, and I was sorry I had not got there sooner, as he had received his mains valves and was determined to get the new superhit going before tomorrow. So we set to, and this time we got it good and strong. Stations simply poured in. My amazement on Thursday was nothing compared with my excitement tonight. We finally left it tuned to those wondrously agitating dances that emanate from Athlone, and George and I embraced each other and danced round the room for joy. 14th of December, 1933. We all had rather a shock tonight. Mum hasn't got over it yet. We were all sitting round the fire reading, the wireless switched off as there wasn't anything on worth listening to, when Mum read aloud the following from the Daily Herald. Clue of clothes on beach. Search for missing ramblers official. Clothing found on the shore at St. Leonard's, Sussex, yesterday was identified as belonging to Arthur Ritterspatch, a 25-year-old clerk who had been missing from his home in Kingsland Road, Plaistow, since Tuesday. Ritterspatch's card was in a pocket of his jacket. He was vice chairman of the Ilford Rambling Club. Late last night, there was still no trace of the missing man, despite a search. Poor old Art. He lives, I don't want to write lived, next door to us. He's recently had a nervous breakdown through overworking. Mum's properly upset about it and had palpitation badly for several minutes. 15th of December, 1933. Can't help thinking about Arthur. Mum hardly slept a wink over it last night and keeps crying. 16th of December, 1933. I must start thinking about getting some presents for people for Christmas. I'm rather hard up this year, so they'll have to be simple. 17th of December, 1933. Didn't wake up till after 10 this morning, so I didn't go out on the bike. Instead, I helped Mum mix the ingredients of the first Christmas pudding she has ever made. Dad went over to Uncle Frank's to see the latest addition to the Flynn family. It seemed very dismal out, so perhaps it's as well I didn't go. 19th of December, 1933. I went down to Euston today and bought some good vulcanised rubber flex for Mum's vacuum cleaner. Talking of Euston, I forgot to record that I went to Euston Station on Saturday to see the Royal Scot train, which has recently returned from a tour of the United States. I wasn't much struck with it. 20th of December, 1933. Got a bit of a cold coming on. Attended construction and was glad to find Mr. Howe, the master, was leaving. The least said about him, the better. He is 72, blind in one eye, got a cataract in the other, and touts for a building society and any sweepstakes he might have heard of. It's a wonder to me we didn't have a collection for him. 22nd of December, 1933. Not exactly a bright day as far as I was concerned. I was so racked with headache, backache, cold in the nose, dizziness, and generally feeling rotten that I didn't go to work today. 23rd of December, 1933. I managed to get to work this morning, but I didn't feel at all fit. However, I didn't have to go out and I received a Christmas box, so I didn't do so badly. 24th of December, 1933. Christmas Eve. I was unable to get out yesterday, so apart from what Mum bought for me, my presents will have to wait till after Christmas. I must say, though, I feel a lot better than I did. Needless to say, I didn't go out on the bike. 25th of December, 1933. Happy Christmas, everyone. We had a quiet day, listening to the wireless. There was good stuff to listen to. To distant friends in the afternoon, with Christmas greetings to and from London, Dublin, Hamilton, Bermuda, Ottawa, Wellington, Sydney, Bombay and Cape Town, terminating with a speech by H.M. the King. A pantomime in the evening and, later, the second act of the Mikado provided further entertainment. 26th of December 1933. Boxing Day. Spent as quietly as Christmas Day. My cold is a little better, but, I'm sorry to say, Mum seems to have caught it now. 27th of December, 1933. Back to work. not feeling very businesslike, but making the best of it. Mum's got the cold properly. George came over on Christmas Eve to say that his mother was very ill again, so ill that the crisis was expected on Boxing Day. She is suffering from congestion of the lungs. I rang George up today, and he says she is a little better and past the worst. We've given up hope for poor old Art now. 28th of December 1933. There's been a considerable drought of rain throughout the country this month, and the few spots of drizzle we had today haven't ameliorated it to any noticeable extent. Mum's cold is a little worse, while mine is somewhat better. Dad seems to be contracting a cold too. 29th of December 1933. Everywhere people seem to have colds. At work, nearly everybody has one. Mum's cold is about the same. Dad's is a little worse. 30th of December 1933. I went to the premiere this afternoon and saw Tom Walls and Ralph Lynn in A Cuckoo in the Nest. A jolly good film with plenty of humour. The supporting picture was indescribable. There was a Mickey Mouse, which, like all others of his breed, was very funny. 31st of December 1933. I got up just after 8 o'clock and set off on the bike just before 10. Just outside Hutton, there was a four-seater saloon car lying on its side, but no one appeared to be hurt. My mileage for today I did not ascertain, but as it is the last day of the year, I took particular care to take the reading on my cyclometer tonight, which was 3,957.8 miles. From this, the following facts are apparent. The total mileage for the year is 3,242.8. The total mileage since I had the cyclometer is 3,957.8. And the total mileage since I had the bike is 4,500 approximately. I had hoped to do 4,000 this year, or at least to get the total up to that figure, but owing mainly to my colds this last weekend or two, I have not been able to get out. I will, however, try to do more next year. One thing is certain. If, as I intend, I go for another tour next year, I shall certainly do 1,000 miles at least. I had intended to write a summary of the year's events, but as my memory is short on many things, I will leave it. I will, however, try to introduce matters of a more public nature next year, though, of course, they will only be things in which I am likely to find an interest. I have one regret, and that is, I could not get the whole of the present year into one book. A good resolution for next year would be to write events up regularly once a day. I nearly had to give up at Christmas, as I was almost a fortnight behind. But I've broken the resolution already, since these last two lines are written on the 5th of January next year. I think I will make sundry alterations in the setting out of entries. One thing in particular I think needs attention, namely, the setting out of dates. I will, for the present at any rate, try writing down the names of the days of the week as well as the dates for easier reference. I shall probably experiment in other things too. Well, I think that is all I have to say for the present, so I will leave 1933 and go on recording the doings of the world and myself throughout 1934, if God preserve me. Sydney Thomas Albert Flynn, 142, Kingsland Road, Plaistow, London, E13.